So as you know, this past weekend we had our first masses with the limited numbers. It was great to see those of you who were able to be there. I'm talking to you guys and to the people live stream. And it's also very great to see all of you guys here, right here today. As I mentioned, we're going to continue to live stream and record the 8 a.m. daily masses as well as some of the weekend masses. So I'm going to try to do my best to address both groups. And typically, I'm not going to be using this homily time to address questions about these masses, but periodically, I'm probably going to have to do that, and today is one of those days. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, it's real important to arrive at least 10 minutes before the start of Mass, and that gives us time, especially in these early weeks when it's going to be either myself or the server. Until we get some volunteers lined up to help with this, we have to check you guys in. And so I can't be in two places at once. So I wish I could. But so I have to go back. And so please, you know, give us that time. I'm going to be coming over at least a half hour before Mass. And so if I can be here early, you guys can be here about 10 minutes early. You guys, great. I appreciate it. But you know, for all of those who haven't been here yet, please, and this applies to Sundays and Saturday as well, to please arrive early to give us time to transition over to Mass. I have had people ask, do we need to sign up again for next week's Mass? People are so excited, they want to, you know, get right back in there. No. If you've already signed up, if you've already contacted us to let you know that you want to be coming to Mass, we have your information, so you don't need to recontact us and say you still want to be on the list. We're just going to go through. We have more people that want to. So it's going to take a couple of cycles of masses to get everybody that wants to come an opportunity to come. So we're going to rotate through that. How will you know when you can attend Mass or come back again? We're going to contact you. And preferably we'll do this via email. But if you only gave us a phone number, and I know that's an issue, we will give you a call. Right now, the way it is, there's a lot of information that we have to go through, and it's very labor intensive. And so it's probably going to be the day before Mass. I'm going to make a real effort to do it at like a 2 day before Masses, but we're just going to have to see what happens. We're trying to figure out lectors and servers. This morning, Jim was going to be the lector, but then I asked him to go watch the door in case anybody showed up late. We are trying to arrange that. So again, if somebody wants to be a lector, you can let us know as you come into Mass, or maybe send us an email and we're trying to figure out how to work that out. And then just the reminder there about arriving at least 10 minutes before Mass, because the doors will be shut and locked, and if you arrive at the last minute, you can't get into the church, and you'll be left outside where there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth, as we hear in the scriptures. And this is a good practice for us to be prepared as we prepare for the return of the Lord, who's going to come without warning. And so we want to be prepared. Come to Mass early, spend that extra time in prayer. And so once again, I ask, you know, cooperation and patience as we kind of adjust to this. And let's just keep each other in prayer.